is being recorded now.
Oh, man. Okay. I better be on my best behavior.
Yeah. So as I was saying, it's like how you are socially online. It's almost like I'm interacting with you sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though processing what you're saying, it's like being online is like talking to you. And then like doing Skyping with you is like actually being in the same room with you is what it feels like to me.
Right.
So I was like, well, I've talked to him recently, but not really. But I was like, I haven't like physically seen him in forever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. It's, I guess, really
stupid.
Can you
see him and I can't?
It's great.
Yeah, I can see him.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
his look hasn't changed.
Yeah.
That I can tell.
I have a mustache now.
A few moments later.
I'm going to leave and come back in real quick because I don't know what's going on. How do I leave without hanging up on everybody? Well, we're all about to find out together.
You want me to kick you out?
Yeah, kick me out.
12 seconds later.
It says on my end, we could not connect to your selected camera. Please select a different camera.
Oh, so it's not me.
Huh. Well, what's going on? Hold on. I got to click this thing. I'm going to click this thing and see what happens. Okay, I'm sorry.
Click it hard. Click it good.
Okay.
A few inches later.
My MacBook.
You can see him?
I can see him, but I can't see any movement.
Oh, so he froze. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Tomorrow.
Kick me out and let me come back in. I'll never say that to you again in a million years, Brent.
Yeah.
You know?
But do it.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Got rid of her.
She's gone.
Let mayhem reign.
Told you so.
You fucking didn't.
It's so funny. A little happy face shows up and it goes, "You have been removed from the call by somebody." And then the face starts crying.
Oh, no.
Cool.
Tomorrow for sure.
Are you wearing the old sound pollution shirt, Brent? Aww.
What's he wearing?
The old sound pollution t-shirt that I made 2.5-3 years ago.
Hell yeah.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Can you actually see it?
No, I can't, but I'm imagining.
No, he can't. He's the best.
Am I devious? Yes, I think I am. But as the old saying goes, I didn't come here to make friends. Well, that's bullshit. That's exactly what I came here to do.
Man, I'm going to do your intro. It's probably not going to be as good as the first time, but I'm going to
do it. Oh, yeah, it will be.
No,
yeah, it's
won't.
Be great.
Just
it's going to be fantastic. Positive thinking.
This artist you've heard about before, you will not be surprised at the soaring vocals, the instrumentals, and the Southern North Carolina accent. Please welcome right now. To the podcast. This very second.
This second.
Yeah, all the stuff that happened
all the
before
time.
Did
okay,
not
this
actually
is the real
happen.
Thing.
This is the real deal in your cara, which is face in Spanish. Welcome the Z-Man Experience.
Thank you. Thank you. My goodness. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Sorry about all the... How much do you guys get per song? Because I'm curious. Because you're both doing the Spotify thing right now.
To be honest, I'm not paying attention to that at all.
Depends on the month.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, yeah. I don't really care. I'm just posting music and stuff like that. You know, like, I know you get shit. So I'm more concerned about producing a good song than I am about making money, you know, on it at this point. So it's... But... You know, one day on my TuneCore, I'm like, oh, I got $100. Great. I don't know how many spins that makes. I don't know. Maybe.
Do we call it spins anymore? I will forever call it spins.
Or plays.
Okay. I did the math on mine. So I make, depending on the month, anywhere in between $4 a song and $8 a song.
A song?
A song. $4 a song.
A month?
Yeah. For an entire month.
That's I'm a bad sorry. Month. I'm sorry. I asked that question, guys.
I make
don't
more,
worry about it.
I make more off of performing than I do.
Well, yeah.
I can see that.
You know, and then there's merch, too, which brings me to my first question. So I was on your website.
Hey, Brent, do you have a question?
You're a son of a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Your story would say otherwise.
Huh?
Oh!
The story? All right.
I'm so lost. I'm on Benadryl. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm on Benadryl.
You didn't take enough. All right, so anyway.
I'm awake. If I took more, so I wouldn't be awake.
I went to experience the Z-Man merch store.
Yeah.
And so you have a matching shirt, mug, and sticker.
Yep.
So the logo is very cool. How did you come up with that design? I mean, other than just draw a picture of yourself with your text logo.
I didn't really do anything. My friend Ben made the design for me. Nice. So, yeah, I didn't do anything. He's like, hey, man, I got a design for if you want to use it for your merchandise. And, yeah, we made a little business deal. And then, boom, I that's the logo. So whatever I get, if I end up getting different merchandise, like maybe Z-Man tote bags or, you know, so they're like maybe Z-Man stickers. So right now I just have patches, mugs, and T-shirts.
Yeah.
The T-shirts sell pretty well. Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. I like the design.
It's an awesome logo, and it's colorful. And it would be a great sticker, too. So
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so down the line I'll get some stickers, so.
Are you finding that the new space is helping you creatively?
Right now? Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I can pretty much be free with my music, free to just do whatever the hell I want, you know, within reason, of course, you know, because I'm not really connected to anyone.
If you have neighbors, but you're not sharing walls.
Right, that's right. Huge. I got my own building. I got my own tiny home. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. I've always wanted to find one of these, and I haven't. Yeah, I'm glad I'm out of Fairview. Fairview is nice, but I'm right here in Asheville, right by the college, by UNC.
Nice.
So it's a nice young neighborhood, a lot of young folks around. And
I had always wanted to get a tiny house, but my wife said, no fucking
way. You guys could not live in a tiny house.
She's like, no fucking way. And this was before we had kids. She
yeah.
Was, no I do it.
Way. Like, mine is like 400 square feet.
That's not
it's
bad.
It's got an upstairs.
Yeah, it's too, the size of most apartments. I mean,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like a one bedroom apartment. You know what I mean? Like, you could do it, but it's just, you know, when you're living in a small place like this, it's all about organization. You know what I mean? Like, even in the stairs, there are hidden drawers, like right. For extra storage, which is really cool because that's kind of what you need.
I'll just have to live vicariously through you and that little house show, TV show.
A little house in the
tiny prairie? House? No, tiny house.
Yeah.
Tiny house.
Tiny house. Yeah.
But there's a lot of those.
You are closer to my age than I
ever. You never know.
There's a lot of those.
I always feel like you're in your 20s and then you say things like that and I'm like, oh yeah, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Yeah. My mom never used to watch that, but my Aunt Jeannie.
My uncle
always
did.
Watched that. Yeah. I hated that. And like, I don't know how you feel about MASH, but. MASH all the time.
I hated it as a kid. I used to tell my mom it was too green. I don't know what that was.
I'm like, I want some Ren and Stimpy. Okay? Like, yeah, we give did me some Animaniacs. Stimpy. Okay, please.
Animaniacs.
Yeah.
I got my daughter liking that too. I did.
Ren and Stimpy was pretty funny.
Okay, Brent. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to your music questions.
Sorry, we're going all over the place right now.
It happens.
We are. Okay, cool. Well, let's go with picking up the pieces.
Yeah, let's do that one.
So you just recently released that. Tell me about it.
Yes. It's I wrote it when I was in New York. I remember in my room writing it. Didn't really know what it was about until I kind of started, you know, fiddling around with the lyrics. And I'm like, oh, it's about someone's lover or someone's ex-girlfriend of some sort or boyfriend or whatever. And it's kind of about a broken heart that never became fully healed. That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Never really fully coming together and picking up the pieces is pretty much about picking yourself back up because your entire body is shattered across the floor because you're in fucking hell because you lost your loved one. You know what I mean? You lost the person that you thought that you were going to marry and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, because when you're in love, you feel like that's the one. And then when you lose that one, it's all hell breaks loose.
Shitsville.
Yeah, and it's painful. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I thought it was very witty because you know, kind of at the intro, you're kind of uncertain where the relationship's at until you actually hit the chorus.
Yeah.
You know, it's not vindictive. Kind of felt you were saying, it's not that, yes, you totally kicked my ass and I'm very upset, but now I'm ready to pick everything up and put it back together and move
forward. Right. There's a sign of hope at the end, right?
Yeah.
There's a sign of hope. It's how you come out of it. That's the most important thing, of seeing the bright side of what you learned from that person that you once loved, you know, and the things that you cherished with them.
Yeah. Or the things that you burned. Right. But anyway, that's a whole new. So, the guitar part was cool. A little picking guitar part. The funny part is it kind of almost has an Every Rose feel to it, but it's picking. But it's picking.
Yeah.
So that makes it really cool. I really like that.
That's funny. You mentioned that because my friend Lee that produced the song, he did the drums on it and he played the bass. He said the same exact thing.
Well,
the
it's same not, exact thing. It's not exactly like it.
No, but it's like a vibe, right? Yes. It's like a remembrance of some sort,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. And then the vocal line on the chorus was not typical for you, because you pretty much have not only a high lead vocal, but your backing vocals are normally really high. And this one, this is my question. There were very low backing vocals. What made you decide to do the opposite of what you normally do, which is do the lower vocals in
because
the chorus?
Because this is a story. This is a storytelling thing, right? So we tried, I'm in my head trying to think of a melody, and I'm like, it doesn't need that. It's more of a, if I would have did a higher melody on it, I think it would be more of a distraction, you know what I mean, to the song. So that's why we kept the melodies lower, to kind of just accentuate the message that it portrays as a storytelling type of song.
Normally you sing at a tenor. That's probably the lowest I've heard.
Yeah.
Singing at, but that was either
a baritone
or a bass, or a high bass one.
Right.
So I was like, was that you?
Yep.
Holy shit. You must have this crazy ass range, you bastard.
Yeah.
Golly. Have you ever like really figured out what your range is?
I'm starting to in the past maybe 2 months, 3 months. Yeah. I'm not going to say what I'm going to come up with next, because it's already done. There's something else I'm working on right now that's already done, but we're focusing on these two songs right now. But, I've been really experimenting with a lot of different artists, learning from a lot of different singers that I'm putting into my own voice now, whether that be Kurt Cobain or, you know, Chris Cornell or, you know, something from Macy Gray or, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls, etc. So all the bands that I fucking love growing up listening to on the radio, I'm starting to kind of learn from their own vocal style to put into my own songs futuristically right now, you know. So it's a huge learning curve. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a little bit of a vocal breakthrough of some sort. It's a real blessing. I feel really good about the transition and the direction that I'm going in right now.
That's exciting. Yeah. I know that from personal experience, when you hit a new vocal layer that you did not have before,
mm-hmm.
it's very exciting and liberating. You're like, oh my God, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah.
So it makes the idea of creation so much more fun.
It opens the floodgates. You know what I mean? It really does. And helps you push those boundaries even further into your music. You're never too old to learn. Okay. You're never too old to experience new things in your life. Whoever says that you are, fuck them. You know what I mean? So, you got to put yourself first, and that's what life's all about. Evolving as an artist and as a person. Never be afraid to try something new.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
You're probably going to fail anyway. So just do it.
Well, you have to fail. You have to fuck up. Yeah, it's going to sound bad first. It's going to. It just is. You have to work at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least a few days a week, you know? So.
And if we call it luck, memories fade. To uncover the past as it was, even though it cuts us like a blade. Well, I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. One last kiss to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Putting off tonight. Kinda like a heart that never healed, as if there wasn't any time to uncover the past as it was, even though it led us to the vine. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Take one breath to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Let's take a dance to our love song. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Baby, tonight, oh yeah. Maybe tonight. Baby, tonight. And if the happiness came, kinda like a rolling lake, sweet heartache is all it really would take. Kinda like a bridge that's never crossed, no, from one end to the next. Because there is something I must confess. Oh, no, no, no. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. We're picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Baby, tonight. Lights turn low, and the space in between the sounds can like an echo down below. Well, I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Take one breath to our love song. I'm picking up the pieces we've been putting off. One last kiss to our love song. Because I'm picking up the pieces I've been putting off. Picking up the pieces I've been putting off tonight. Tonight. Oh, oh yeah. Oh,
no, that's a cool song. I was not the picking wasn't really different, but your approach to it, I think, is a little bit different than the other stuff you've done.
Right.
Like, I could still tell it was you. I think it was a nice segue, I guess, into this new thing you're working on.
Right. Yeah. It's just a more of a love ballad. It's a softer side, and it's a different type of approach, you know, but still me, you know.
Yeah. You still retain that.
Right. And that's important.
You have a weird kinetic energy. Like when I sing, I don't really have the energy. You have a kinetic energy that comes out when you sing because you're like almost explosive vocally. You'll be at this one place and just when I get used to it, you'll like do this other crazy thing. And then I'm like, and then I'm like all energized again. It's really interesting what your vocals do to me on a physical level. When I'm listening to it and I'm trying to figure out what you're doing, where you're going, And most people probably don't do that, but
just keep talking dirty to me. you know how I like it, baby. Come on.
I do.
Who's a good girl?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, good Brent. Good Brent. Oh God. Yes.
You can't, man. Brushing my hair doesn't work. There's none up there.
Oh gosh. Oh dear Lord. Yes.
He's so bald.
I just pet you like a little animal.
He'd shine the top of his dome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some sunscreen on it.
Yeah.
Make sure. Oh.
That's awesome. We're all full of Benadryl. Don't worry.
There you go.
We're all drugged up. Yes.
Oh, doped up.
Yeah.
It's this tea and that Benadryl. I'm so awesome.
Damn, I need more coffee.
What special plans do you have for 2024? Are there any little like mini tours coming up, shows coming up? What do you expect this year to hold for you musically?
I'm staying in mostly just like the Western North Carolina area. I may be going up to Wisconsin for a little bit in the summertime, but mainly just kind of like hunkering down here, playing shows in North Carolina right now. So mainly in Asheville, Waynesville, Hendersonville, sticking in with maybe like the 60 mile radius, you know.
Why?
Yeah. I'm just trying to build my name around here.
Why don't you want to come and see me, you little bastard?
Whoa! Would you let me sleep on your couch?
He would,
of course,
actually.
I would.
Really?
He would, actually. Yeah. Okay, they're really nice people.
Aww.
Yeah, we could work something out if you come down. Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
I mean, I'm in San Antonio now, so, but I think Austin would probably be a better place for you, but it's only two and a half hours away.
That's not bad, though.
But,
is that far? It didn't feel like that far.
Well, because you were trashed. But anyway.
Oh, yes.
So bad. Are you looking to work with other musicians?
Well,
is
I kind of
something
already,
you're open to.
Yeah, I kind of already do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I work with Lee, my buddy,
right.
My producer. You know what I mean? So
you kind of have to work with him. But
right.
Who are you working with that you don't have to work with?
That's a good question. I guess I haven't found anybody that I met yet that'd be like, okay, we can work together or something like that. You know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, focusing on myself still, which is good.
What has that meant for you? Is that something that you've done through music, or is that something just a spiritual thing for you?
Are you talking about him working on himself?
With other?
Yes. No. Okay. Well, we went from other people. Now we're back to himself. He said he was just working on himself right now.
Right. You know, right. It's all coming together. You know what I mean? Spiritually. Because I have a lot of.
Mute your microphone, Brent. I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
Yeah. He's cracked. He can't right now.
You
can't
got do him. This right now. This is wild.
Yeah, and it's paying off. You know, slowly paying off. You know, so
were there things that you found were a problem that were keeping you from music that you're trying to deal with? See, well, I'm trying to get deep. I'm sorry.
I think
he's getting up in your shit, dude.
Honestly, I work so like you know, trying to date people, trying to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like it's hard. For me, it's just like I have to stop myself from thinking like that.
No, I meant just music and life in general.
Right. That's what I'm kind of like.
Okay.
It's like this, you know, like more like distractions. So I'm just like working on myself as a person, and that kind of intertwines with my own music in a sense. If that makes
it does make sense.
I can like focus on myself.
Right. You focus.
And with no distractions, you know?
No distractions. So
yeah.
Have you found that music has been, you know, the place where, I mean, for lack of a better word, like working on the shadow work or whatever, you feel like music has been doing that for you, kind of getting in there and picking up the pieces, see how I did that?
Yay, I like that. I like that. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Is there a song in particular that was very therapeutic for you?
Picking up the pieces.
Like Brent, since I've got another musician here, what has been the most therapeutic song that you've ever written?
That's a tough question because I think when you get to be as old as I am and you've written songs as long as I have,
nah,
I mean,
that's a bullshit cop out.
I've been writing since my second year of first grade. So that's a lot of songs.
That's a lot of songs.
The first one that popped in was called Best of Me. Which directly links to my kids. The ones I had and the ones I didn't know I would have. Because anytime you have a spawn join the realm of humanity.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want to change, but you do change because you're dealing with this child and they cause you to change and you want them to be the best of you, you know?
Right. That's your responsibility.
Kind of. Yes.
Yes.
I look at parenting like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you every way not to do it. And I'm going to talk to you about how I've done it and why you don't do it that way. That's kind of my approach. It's not like, yeah. I'm not like, you know, unless you're going to kill yourself right then and there, we'll have a pretty aggressive talk, but otherwise I'm going to let you figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're doing something that horribly stupid that could take you out right then and there. So that one is probably, that's a pretty good one. I mean, that's the one that comes. I mean, there's Tequila Nights. That one was special because I finally worked Garden Gnome into a song. And
I love that fucking song so
that
much.
That one's probably – Best of Me is probably a good one. I have one that I haven't released about Julia, which I've been trying to get in the studio and do. And that will be a good one. It's called Hearts. And then there's Her Pain. That was pretty, I think
we talked about that on the show.
I think it showed I actually understood what she was feeling and how she felt like her life was not going well, even though she was with this wonderful, captivating, sexy man. And her ex-husband.
Anyway, back to female. No. You went way more in depth than I thought that was going to be.
Yes.
So, well, I mean,
we've already had him on here for like an hour. Why don't you move on to the next question? See, did it that time. I did a good job.
So when I saw this song, I was like, what the fuck is
this? Which song is that?
Making and a Taking.
There you go.
There you go.
I saw the name and I was like, what the, is this like a fucking different language?
It is.
But then I listened to it and I was like, oh, okay. I see it now.
Yeah.
And so I like that song. I especially like the videos. So I have two questions. Can I have two questions?
Yes.
Okay. So
I was like, who's he asking?
Yeah.
I'm asking both of y'all.
I don't care. I'm going to let you take this
Brent,
one.
Okay. Brent has the floor.
So is that acoustic guitar in the video in Alvarez?
Yes. Well, which one? There's two guitars.
Well, there's two guitars. One is an acoustic. And it's an Alvarez.
Which one do I have on there? I think it's the...
I think you have a Fender Tele, maybe?
Yeah, I got the Tele. And then I think you know what? I think it is the Dion, this Dion guitar I have. It's a Japanese guitar from the 70s that I got. Maybe it was the Alvarez. I'd have to look at the video again.
Well,
how many guitars do you have?
He was whatever the number is, whatever the number is, it's insufficient. I can tell you
they're not enough guitars. Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough.
This kind of shows how you play differently. Most guitarists, have you noticed this about yourself? Most guitarists, when they damage their acoustic, have it below the strings and below the, or next to the sound hole or below the sound hole. Your guitar has the scruff on the face of the guitar above the strings to the left towards the neck of the sound hole.
Okay, then that is the Dion then. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was like, he plays it. I mean, because you're playing, you can hear that it's different type of strumming patterns and different types of attack, but you can actually see it when you're playing that one because you have the damage in the untypical plays. Because do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do.
I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah. I'll have to show you my other guitar that I have. This Breedlove I have. It's got. I wore a giant hole through it.
Where?
Through the guitar. It's got. It got two holes. On the front.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to show you next time.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
And then my next question, if you had to be rescued, would you prefer to be rescued by the Hulk or Leonardo? Would you rather have Hulk hands on you or Leonardo's katana?
No, I want the Hulk to rescue me.
Why?
Because I like his big hands. I like big hands. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be held. Yes. I want to be coddled and stroked.
I was about to say, you want the cuddle.
I do. I want to cuddle. They want to cuddle a little Z-Man.
So the reason that question came about, because in the video, part of it, and it's related to the kind of the message of the song too. Right. He's running around with Hulk hands. Mm-hmm. And then the other part, he's Leonardo with a katana. But he only have one. You don't have both of them.
Are you talking about when I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Yes.
Yes.
Leonardo.
Yes. Yes.
I was really
that
lost.
That always, because there's like five different references in this song. You know what I mean? Right. Like, yeah, yeah. We wanted to throw that in because I like the Hulk, and I always love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So
is the Hulk your favorite?
No.
Turtle power.
But honestly, Turtle power is great. But like for that scene though, I think it was perfect. You know what I mean? It was perfect. To have those Hulk hands in there, and the crazy hair, like the wig, you know. So,
I like the intro too. The intro to it was pretty fun. I was like, I bet that was really fun to do.
Definitely,
because it's like multiple layers of who you are. Like this conversation we're having, it's just cool. It was cool. But so, who is your favorite superhero?
I like Batman.
Why do you like Batman?
Because he's strong and he's powerful. He's genuine. He's authentic. He's just a badass. You know, he will uplift Gotham City any fucking time. He'll save the day. No problem. I am Batman. You know, yes. He lives in a Batcave. What's wrong with that?
Technically, he's not a superhero, though, because he doesn't have a superpower other than he's rich.
Okay. But he's still a superhero to me, though.
He's still a superhero. No, I have to agree with him on this one.
No, I like Batman. I like Batman a lot.
Who's yours?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, God. Yeah. The two that come to mind right away is the Hulk, and then probably my favorite is Deadpool. Yeah, I love Deadpool.
Deadpool, okay. Yeah.
I love Deadpool.
Yes.
I can see
that. He's like part of my personality, man.
Yeah. It's making sense now. Yes.
Oh, man. Just his whole... Have you ever read any of the actual comic books with the character?
No.
It's really funny because it's always something twisted and dark and...
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so those two. What about you, Rennell? Who's your favorite superhero?
I can't remember her name, but her weapon's a magic wrench. It's an off-brand graphic novel. I'm a nerd, if you guys haven't caught on to that. Like, I have a whole bookshelf of graphic novels. We don't. But she's a superhero, and she has a wrench, and she gets stuck in a fairy world, and she's beating the shit out of people with a wrench. And I was like, yeah, see? You just
that sounds fun. Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
That's not actually funny. That's pretty formidable. Anyone with a wrench is pretty formidable. And I'm going to guess it's not a small wrench either.
Are you smoking here?
Nah, bro.
One, two, three, four.
Dude, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you in years.
Oh, not much. Not much.
How you been, man?
I'm a little
guy. Hi, bro. Peace.
Will you talk to me or what you're doing to me? When you're walking on my toes and you're trying to make me now. You be walking on my own, walking on my floor. I'm a
shaking and a picking, I'm a making and a taking and a breaking. Making and a taking, I'm a shaking and a picking, I'm a making and a taking and making. Look at my baby, do 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 bingo. You made a fool of me. I'm a making and a ticking, I'm a shaking and a baking. Making and a ticking and a breaking. Making and a ticking, I'm a shaking and a baking. I'm a making and a ticking and a breaking.
Z-Man, what else did you want to talk about? Is there anything else you want to talk about? You want to tell us about?
Well,
you're talking about being experimental, more experimental, and reaching out and trying to take risks you haven't taken before. Did you want to talk about that, or did you want to talk about, you know, how you're not coming to Texas?
Yes.
You know.
That's because that's where all my exes live. Yes. Oh, I had to, right?
That's funny.
Come on.
That's funny.
No, it's just been like booking a lot of shows in the summertime around here, and just kind of practicing my own craft here at the house, and just continuing to, you know, make content for Reels and on TikTok and Instagram and everything. And it's kind of like now, just, you know, it's kind of like a trial and error. You know, mm-hmm. I've grown a lot just from the last year. You know, of like creating content and everything, and just showing more of my personality and growing my fan base and everything, and knowing that it's a slow building process, but it could blow up. You know what I mean? So
you never know.
Yeah, yeah.
The work.
Yeah, exactly. Things are working, so that, which is a good thing. So knowing what works and keep using that platform, that kind of scientific approach and that hook. To get people in to your own niche, each, you know, app is different. Like a TikTok algorithm is different than the Instagram algorithm, and versus the Facebook or using, you know, YouTube. You know, that's just the easiest way to get to an audience in a sense. It's very important to do that. I think so, at least. But
have you learned anything new this year?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That you would like to share.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. I mean, just like I've been continuing just to kind of like work on, like, you know, building my fan base and learning a lot about myself and what I can do with my voice and my guitar technique and working in the studio, I know I got to keep on, once a song is released, I have to keep on making a new song while the other song is released and I'm promoting it. I'm already working on a new song in the studio that no one really knows about except for me and my friend Lee. Even just like putting out emails, knowing what to do, knowing what to say when you're putting out emails and like approaching new people about your music. And I also found out pretty much, you know, the whole Groover and, you know, SubmitHub, that's just kind of a scam anyways. So it's kind of garbage, but that's just my take on it.
So have you stopped seeking feedback from people outside of yourself and your producer at this point?
Well, for instance, you know, just those, the Groover and everything, it's just kind of, I get it. There's just not enough time. You know what I mean? They get so many submissions. I'm better off pitching my stuff on the radio, which, you know, picking up the pieces has been on the radio here in Nashville, which is great. You know, it's been awesome. There's a couple other radio stations that I'm still trying to get into here in the area. Though I just, at the end of the day, I don't want to pay for somebody to listen to my music anymore. I'm done with that.
Pay for play is over.
Right. That's a fantasy land. And at the end of the day, like, it's cool to have like a little bit of a blog or something, but it doesn't really get a lot of attention. You know what I mean? So why am I spending this money on something I'm not really getting anything in return for? Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of wasting my own time.
Well, I can see if you're not asking the right people.
I suppose. Yeah. You know, but.
Friend, are you trying to say you're the right people?
I think we give people really good feedback on their music.
Typically, if I'm not drinking
wine or on Benadryl, I'm just trying to stay awake.
No, even when you're under the influence of whatever substance.
We make it sound like I drink all the time. I promise. It's like once every 4 months.
She does more than drink, people. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
That is very untrue.
Yes.
I'm lying. Yes, you're lying. Say it louder.
You're on the brown acid.
No. In the 60s, I probably was.
Okay, I'm fairly certain. Yes.
What is your favorite thing that you have done in 2024 so far?
Definitely making this different song that I've been working on. It's already done, so
we just don't get to hear it.
Not yet,
hater.
Because like I Picking Up the Pieces was just released, so I want to.
You got to space.
You got to push that.
Yeah, I got to kind of, you know, space it out a little bit. I'll probably leak something because I have it in my hand right now. You know, it's all done. It's all mastered. You know, okay. So I'm probably,
So you're ready.
It's hard to hold on to that, isn't it?
You got the artwork done?
Not yet. No, okay. No. Yeah. She's painting a nude next week, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm joking. It's not going to be a nude picture. Don't worry.
That's going to stay in there.
I wasn't scared. Yes, at all.
You were ready for it. You were imagining.
I was like, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be in the shell like the famous painting?
Yeah, well, it'll be like the Kramer, you know. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, but that's really cool.
He's funny.
Just getting some, you know, I got into a cool music festival here in Asheville called AVL Fest.
That's nice.
Yeah. So Papa Dozio, a big jam band, they're playing there this year. And then let's see, a lot of other, like, my friend's band, Aunt Vicky's playing this year. They got in, really happy for them. Kurt Vile, he's playing. Never heard of Kurt Vile?
That name sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, Kurt Vile, I think he's playing this year, too, in August. So, yeah, really excited to play for their second annual AVL Fest this year, so...
So you're in the outro?
I mean, yeah, you get to do it this time. I'm done.
What do you mean I get to do it this time? I've done it like the last two or three times.
But that's your job.
Bite me.
I don't feel good, Brett.
Guys, thank y'all for hanging out with us. We greatly appreciate your time. If you think you're getting something out of this, which you are because you're here, please like, download, share, and subscribe with your friends, family, whoever. And, you know, we will not object if you reach out and you comment on our posts. We'd love to hear from you. If there are any artists out there you want to get your story out, go ahead and contact us. You can find us on social media, in our emails, soundpollutionpodcast@gmail.com. Send us not only who you are, but maybe a song with a link so we can actually hear it and check you out, and then we'll try to get something on the calendar. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for coming along. And remember to make some noise.